Here's how Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid reacted to last week's ruling on the Affordable Care Act.
Passing the Affordable Care Act was the greatest single step in generations toward ensuring access to affordable, quality health care for every person in America.
Well, maybe not every person. More than 10 million undocumented immigrants in the United States will be virtually untouched by the Affordable Care Act. But those same people are entitled to receive emergency health care even if they can't afford it, under a federal law passed during the Reagan administration. That emergency care costs the state of Texas and local hospital districts more than $800 million a year, according to the Texas Health and Human Services Commission. These immigrants sitting in the waiting room of a low-cost medical clinic in Austin run by El Buen Samaritano Episcopal Mission said they would rather be able to buy affordable coverage through the health insurance exchanges being set up in 2014.
Okay, no, pues yo creo que es importante tener un seguro médico.
I think it's important to have health insurance. If I could have it, I'd take it, because if I need it, it's my health that's on the line.
El derecho a la salud y a un seguro médico.
I think the right to health and medical insurance shouldn't be denied to any human being.
But excluding undocumented immigrants from health insurance exchanges is not exactly controversial, given the concern that it could encourage illegal immigration. You might remember this infamous exchange when President Obama was addressing Congress in 2009.
There are also those who claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This, too, is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal. It's not true.
That was Republican Congressman Joe Wilson shouting, "You lie," at the president. He later apologized for his remarks.
It's politically tortured territory to start trying to work on access to care for our undocumented folks.
Ann Dunkelberg is with the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a progressive state policy think tank. She says the politics of immigration might be preventing us from saving money on health care.
So having a big chunk of the population, like the undocumented, who stay outside the system definitely works against the goals of the Affordable Care Act, getting to the most cost-effective place we could be in our health care system.
But opponents of the Affordable Care Act reject the premise that it would bring any cost savings at all. Arlene Walgemuth is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation.
What we need is a better immigration policy, and we need to have health care reform that will actually lower the cost for everyone. And this bill is not it.
Walgemuth says there are already numerous ways for illegal immigrants to access affordable health care, such as low-cost clinics, federally qualified health centers, and emergency Medicaid. About a third of undocumented immigrants have private health insurance, according to the Pew Hispanic Center. And then there's the method that many are already using to access health care, by paying doctors in cash. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.